If you feel lost and confused in your life about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, why do you think the way you think, which thought is right, which thought is wrong, this is Brown Santa talking to you about the matters of head and your heart. Keep listening, boo-boo. I love you. Hello, everybody. So this is Brown Santa, and something really funny, silly, stupid happened that I wanted to share with you all. Someone called me, and they tried to tell me, or actually pinpoint things that they think are missing in my life that I deserve. They tried to pinpoint things that they think I might be weak at. So it took me a long while to understand that. Like, what they were trying to do was they were trying to make space in my life by becoming that emotional support that they think I need from them. So it's kind of like they're trying to be like, it's trying to like trying to set up a son and mother relationship in which they assume themselves to be my mother. But it's kind of like, you know, when you do something good, your mother is going to tell you you are a good boy. She's going to pat on your back. That's what mothers do. They pick you up when you are down. It's good to a point, to a certain age in your life. But I think after a point, we really need to take control of our own state of mind when it comes to being responsible for your wellness, when it comes your emotional wellness, your self-esteem, your confidence, your fire. I think we need to take the remote control in our own hand. Whenever we will give that remote control in someone's hand, be it your mother, be it your wife, be it your anyone, someone, your friend. I mean, your family is always going to be there for your good. But when it comes to trusting an unknown person, I mean, a friend or whoever, and give them the remote control of your emotions, and you, I'm not saying that it's bad to be vulnerable. What I'm saying is that whenever you are down, one should be able to pick themselves up. It's not gonna be easy in the beginning. It's going to look like, because we are not trained like that. Like, from the very beginning, whenever we fall down, our parents, our mothers, our family pick us up, and we are in a habit of someone else helping us to pick us up whenever we are down, to lift our moods. And a lot of people will sometimes trick you into trying to be the emotional support that they think that everybody needs along with you. So it's a really It's a really tricky way. People are so tricky. People are very tricky. They try to sneak in just like in crazy ways. Some people are really manipulative and shit. So they will really try to pinpoint your weaknesses, your vulnerabilities, and then once you feel vulnerable, then they will try to soothe you. Then they will try to make you feel better. So it's kind of like giving you sugar. So every time you feel down, you will go to that person to get that piece of sugar to feel better, to lift yourself up. I would definitely recommend not doing that. Keep an eye out on people who are trying to bait you with emotional support. You can't take emotional support from everybody, from anyone. I would definitely recommend you shouldn't be dependent on anybody for your emotional support. You should take charge of your emotional support. When you have confidence coming from inside, the other person won't be even able to, he or she won't be able to even understand, like, how is this person so confident? Why is this person never feels low or down? It doesn't mean that you fake your confidence. No, don't do that shit. That shit is only going to bring you that's a whole another rabbit hole. You don't want to do that. Whenever you feel down, take time off and work on whatever you need to work on to get back in your zone of becoming that ball of fire which will burn everything that will come in its way. Whenever your fire is down, whenever you don't feel that fire, take time off. Work on your emotions. Work on what is making you weak. Work on what you need to do to get back in that mind game. Mind game is everything. Life is all about mind. Everything else is manifested through your mind. So don't give the remote control of your mind to anybody else at all. At some point, they are going to push some buttons which are going to benefit them, not you. And at that point, you will be vulnerable. If you don't have control over your own emotions, if you don't have control over what you think, if you don't have control, it's easy to have control when things are going well, when everything is going good in your life, it's easy to have control. But when shit hits the fan, that is exactly when you need to learn how to navigate through that bullshit, how to navigate through through that pool of fire. So is being happy and all is easy when everything is going good, but what happens is when you are really really low, we start looking in our in our contact list, who should I call to tell them what is hurting me. Take a pen and paper and tell that paper what is hurting you. Write it down. It will really really help you, and slowly and steadily you won't even need a paper. You will be able to shift and move your emotions in your mind. But use pen and paper to put down everything and then look at it. Then you kind of become like an eagle when you write down everything on a paper and you are able to read it. So it kind of becomes like an eagle view, so you are able to see everything from a higher point of view. So it's easy to fix things like that. But I would definitely recommend, do not fucking give your remote control of your emotions to anyone else. They will at some point, it doesn't matter who or how close you think they are to you, especially if they are not your first family, don't do that. Don't ever do that. Anyway, that's pretty much it for today. It's 1st of November. I haven't recorded any podcast for a while. I mean, I don't record shit just to keep consistency or something. I just record whenever there is a whenever there is something that I need to say. So, I hope you have a good November. It's holiday period, so enjoy your time. Also, man, just keep manifesting strength, emotional strength inside all the time. It doesn't matter who says what. People will call you crazy for doing all this silly things. Not everyone is doing this. Very, very few people are trying to be in that state of mind where they are bulletproof. And if you do get hit, it's okay. Just take time off and work on your things. You are not a machine, you are human. Cool? But you definitely have the power to work, the power to manifest energy much, much greater than any machine. But you are human, always remember that. You are human, and it's okay to get hurt, it's okay to feel low, it's okay. Fuck everybody, just work on yourself. Thank you.